Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Women Radio. The goal of this program and every Entrepreneurial Women Radio show is to share practical and real-world success strategies and how-to tips for growing ourselves personally, professionally, and financially. It's all about women supporting women in business. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal-achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make a few notes and jot down a few ahas. Well, again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I've owned my own business for over 25 years. I mentor, coach, and empower women who've chosen to own their own businesses to greater personal and professional success. And it's from working with entrepreneurial women just like you and me that I realize many of us are looking for role models, success stories, and practical how-tos for growing our own business. Well, when you're in business for yourself, you're selling a service or a product. Whether you're a storefront, a home-based business, or a network marketer, sharing your product with others is a huge part of making your business a success. Let's talk about selling or sharing with confidence. There's three basics, absolute basics, to selling or sharing your product or service with total confidence. The first one is be enthusiastic. You know, it's really important to be enthusiastic and excited about your business and your products and the potential that you have to offer to prospects and customers. So the first one is be enthusiastic. Passion sells. The second thing, a basics, is know your products. You really need to be a product of the product, whether you're selling something tangible that someone can hold in their hand, or let's say you have a coaching program. Know your product, know the benefit to your potential customer. And finally, the third thing is know your potential customer, know your products, know your customers, be able to relate to them, know what they're looking for. Remember that we all buy from an emotional place for emotional reasons, and we want to know, why should I buy from you? Why should I purchase your product or service? So find your strengths, be prepared, and remember, all during this whole process, celebrate the successes, the small ones and the large ones. Be grateful and enthusiastic about all you're going to do for others. Let's get into something just a bit deeper, and I call it three powerful skills for succeeding in sales. You know, a key to successfully sharing and selling a product, a service, or an idea is to ask questions and then listen quietly and carefully and respectfully to the answers. Many of us try too hard to convince people to buy instead of discovering what our future customer or client really wants, or what they need, or what they desire from us. To succeed in sales, remember these three listening and relationship building skills. I call it C, S-E-A. The S stands for sincerity. Listen without an agenda. It's not about your needs. It's about your potential customer. The E stands for ethics. Don't try to talk someone into something. Listen to what they need. And finally, the A is asking. Serve others by asking questions that will assist them in making a wise buying decision. So building a win-win relationship means remembering that it's not about what we want, but what the other person wants. So here are three relationship building skills, and when used regularly, will have you increasing sales and creating satisfied, loyal customers. Number one is listen sincerely without an agenda. That's the S. The buying process is not about you and your wants and your needs. It's about the customer. Too many of us come to the sales table with our own agenda. We are sometimes too busy thinking about quotas or promotions or commissions. But it's not about us. It's about the wants and the needs and the expectations of the prospective buyer. A salesperson with an agenda tends to push too hard and often doesn't listen well. Leave your agenda at home. Sincerely focus on your customer and how your product can best serve their hopes, their dreams, and their goals. I think Zig Ziglar said it best when he said, "You can have everything in life that you want if you just give enough other people what they want." Number two, which is the E, which stands for ethics. Don't talk someone into something. Allow them to make their own buying decisions. Doing what is right for everyone involved is the ethical thing to do. I'm reminded of a great phrase from Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So your role in the sales process is to present your product in a clear, concise, and truthful manner with integrity. The best customer is the customer who can make an educated decision based on what is best for them. A loyal customer is an educated customer. You're not in the convincing business, you're in the sharing business. Your job is to ethically offer the product, the service, or the idea, explain the benefits, and answer questions. Your customer or client will then make a buying decision based on the information that you've given them. Making the sale is about asking questions, answering questions, and building a trustworthy win-win relationship. So the E in C is ethics. Let's talk about the A. You can serve your client or your customer best by finding out what they want, what they need, and what they expect from what you're offering. You know, sometimes we're so excited to share everything we know about what we're offering that we forget. It's about the potential customer's expectations. What is important to you may not be important to them. I'm reminded of a story. A young mother just starting out with a large network marketing company was excited and eager to share her business with other stay-at-home mothers. She was having coffee with a potential recruit as their children played nearby. The young mother was eagerly showing her products and explaining the business potential. She went on and on about how she could stay home with her children and she didn't have to leave the house to conduct business. Well, the mother who was listening seemed to suddenly turn off her interest and her attention. And when our eager young network marketing mother asked her friend to join the business, her friend replied with a resounding no. The business building mother was shocked and she was saddened. Why, she asked. Because, her friend said, I want to be able to do something that allows me to get out of the house and socialize with other adults. So what's the moral of the story? Ask questions and listen. Don't assume that what is important to you is important to your future customers. Successful selling and sharing isn't about what you want. It's about how you can best serve the needs of your customers and clients. Coming from a sincere place of service will help increase sales and develop loyal clients. So keeping the three elements of C, S-E-A, sincere, ethics, and asking in mind, you can easily and effortlessly find new customers and clients who will want to do business with you now and way into the future. Selling your service, product, or idea is about doing the right thing for everyone involved. It's about building win-win relationships. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Entrepreneurial Women radio programs 24/7 right on your computer and on iTunes as a free podcast under Entrepreneurial Women Radio. Also, keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com. And in fact, check out all the business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. This is Sharon Michaels saying, please remember that I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes and thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.